بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today, with the grace of Allah عز وجل, we will try to ponder and reflect over سورة الانفطار, chapter 82. And it's a Makki surah, short verses, quick paced, and strong and harsh in addressing the disbelievers. Allah Azza wa Jal begins this surah by saying, إِذَا السَّمَاءُ فَطَرَتْ. When the heaven is cleft asunder, and we know that this is going to happen, and this is a fact. The skies above us would be split, would be cracked, would be opened as gates and doors, would be torn into pieces. So when this happens, another thing happens. Allah says, وَإِذَا الْكَوَاكِبُ انْتَثَرَتْ. And when the stars, the planets, all of the heavenly bodies, as they call it, all what we see above us will fall and scatter. This would happen. And Allah says, وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ فُجِّرَتْ. And when the seas are burst forth. So these seas we see, these oceans, these rivers, would all turn into a blazing fire. وَإِذَا الْقُبُورُ بُعْثِرَتْ. And when the graves are turned upside down. And this is an indication of resurrection, because all what was underneath would come to the surface, and all those who had died, they will be resurrected. When all of these four things happen, Allah the Almighty says, عَلِمَتْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ وَأَخَّرَتْ. A person will know what he has sent forward and what he has left behind. And this is in reference to seeing your good deeds and bad deeds. Because now the veil has been unveiled, and every one of us could see things as they really are. Now we can see hell and heaven. We can see falsehood and the truth. We can see the scales that our good deeds would be weighed on. And we can see what we have brought forward. We can see our good deeds that we had done. And we can also see the bad deeds that we did not do and we did not indulge in. And the sinners would see their bad deeds that they have brought with them, and they would see the good deeds that they did not commit. So those who fornicate will see that. And they will see as well the Fajr prayer they have missed and they have skipped so often. Only then the transgressor would bite his hand out of regret and remorse when he sees that his scale is so light with good deeds and so heavy with sins. When this happens, he knows of the inevitable. He realizes that hell awaits him. Allah the Almighty says, يَا أَيُّهَا الْإِنسَانِ مَا غَرَّكَ بِرَبِّكَ الْكَرِيمِ. O man, what has made you careless concerning your Lord, the Most Gracious? This is not a question. Indeed, it is not. Allah Azza wa Jal is scolding him and telling him, if Allah was so kind and generous to you, if Allah gave you things you were not worthy or deserving of, so why did you do what you had done in this life, which you know that Allah Azza wa Jal does not approve of? Your gut feeling, your instinct tell you that this is wrong, yet you went against that. You did not search for the truth. You did not implement it in your life, though Allah was generous and kind to you. And some people say that Allah has used this beautiful attribute of his when said, O man, and remember, insan, usually when used in the Quran, it is addressed to the disbeliever. O man, what has made you careless concerning your Lord, the most gracious, the most generous? Allah's generosity being mentioned here is unlike what people think. Some scholars said that Allah is giving you the answer. So when Allah tells you what has made you careless concerning your Lord, say to him, it's your generosity, O Allah. And this is wrong. Allah is mentioning his beautiful attribute, being generous, so that it would scald those disbelievers. Because when someone does good to you, the only thing that is logical is that you do well to him as well. And those who do not do this, it's an indication of their lack of belief and conviction. They don't have any iman. Allah Azza wa Jal says, مَا غَرَّكَ بِرَبِّكَ الْكَرِيمِ الَّذِي خَلَقَكَ فَسَوَّاكَ فَعَدَلَكَ. The description of your generous Lord is the one who created you, fashioned you perfectly, and gave you due proportion. Who's the creator? Atheists say, nature. What is nature? Is it something? Is it someone? They don't know. Who created you? Nothing. How is this possible? Nothing cannot create something. Nothing is nothing and creates nothing. Who created you? Allah Azza wa Jal asked two questions to tell you and to show you. أَمْ خُلِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ أَمْ هُمُ الْخَالِقُونَ. This is in Surah At-Tur. Have they been created by nothing, or they created themselves? The answer to the first question, did vacuum create you? This is illogical. This is not possible. Can nothing create something? Is it possible that I'm sitting here and all of a sudden I find a vase being created out of nothing? So this is not logical, not possible at all. The second question, or have you created yourselves? So yes, I'll create myself. I'll put an extra finger here, or an extra eye, or I will make a baby, for example, and make him grow. Is it me? Are we the one who created ourselves? And the answer is no. The logical answer would be, it is Allah who created us. So Allah Azza wa Jal says, why do you treat your Lord, the most generous, who had created you and who had fashioned you, made you like this, in the perfect proportion? Allah the Almighty says, في أي صورة ما شاء ركبك. In any form, whatever form He willed, He put you together. And you should be grateful that Allah made you a human being. He could have made you look like a donkey, like a dog, like any animal. But Allah Azza wa Jal perfected you and made you look the way you look. And that is why you should be grateful. You should be thankful for Allah the Almighty who had made you who you are. And that is why Allah says in the Quran afterwards, كَلَّا بَلْ تُكَذِّبُونَ بِالدِّينِ. Nay, but you deny the recompense. You deny that there will be a day of judgment, which shows your ungratefulness, which shows your lack of gratitude to the blessings and favors of Allah the Almighty, who had given you all of this. And you think that Allah would leave you to live your life to the fullest, as they say, enjoy everything you see, be born, brought up to be the person you are, grow old, and then die, and that is it? No accountability, no recompense, no reckoning? Well, this is not the case here. Allah says, the Almighty, وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ لَحَافِظِينَ. But verily, over you are appointed angels in charge of mankind to watch you. Allah tells us that there are individuals, if you may say, they're tasks and jobs is to hold you accountable by registering everything you do. Their description is kiraman katibin. They are honorable, they're scribes. They write down your deeds. They don't interfere. They don't write what they think. They only write what they see and hear. So whatever you do, whatever you say, whatever action you make, this is their job. They know what you do because Allah Azza wa Jal has given them powers to know and to be with you wherever you are. We have a short break. Stay tuned and inshallah we'll be right back. Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. The Prophet told us, alayhi salam, that there are two with us all the time. An angel that tells us and advises us, that instructs us to do well. And a devil that always tells us to do bad and refrains us from doing well. And that is why sometimes you get these feelings. That yes, I'm going to do this, which is good. I'm going to go to Umrah. I'm going to register. I'm going to give to charity. I'm going to pray night prayer. And you find a strong feeling for doing this. And if Allah wills it, you do that. And sometimes you find these bad whispers of shaitan putting you down, telling you, what is it worth? Is there a day of judgment? Live your life to the fullest. There isn't anything as hell or heaven. And he puts you down. And if you listen to him and obey him, you'll end up in hell with him. And Allah Azza wa Jal, in these verses, tells us about these beautiful creatures, the angels, that are with us all the time, writing down what we say and do, protecting us from in front of us and from behind, supplicating to us, may Allah forgive him or them, may Allah have mercy for him or over them, depending on the congregation and whether the person is alone or with others. And from these beautiful verses, we know that there are a chain of events that will take place before the day of judgment. And we know that there are two blowings in the trumpet. One that annihilates all types of life on earth. And the other one is the one responsible for resurrecting them with the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then people will be given their records, whether to heaven or to hell. Among the things we benefit from these verses is that no matter what you do, good or bad, small or big, daytime or nighttime, people seeing it or alone, it will be recorded. And you will see that in front of you on the day of judgment. And you will also recognize the deeds that you were supposed to do and you did not do. You're almost 50 years of age and you did not perform Hajj yet, and you consider yourself to be a Muslim. It's a pillar of Islam. You have money. You're healthy. What's preventing you? It's been like 15 years every time you say, next year inshallah, next year inshallah. You have no reason not to go. This is what you'll see on the day of judgment if you do not perform Hajj. And cascade this down on your prayer, on your fasting, on connecting to your next of kin, on respecting your parents, on being kind to your wife and children, and to be kind to your neighbors, etc. Also, Allah Azza wa Jal is warning us not to be deceived by shaitan, whether from the jinn or from the humans, and not to deny and reject the concept of resurrection and the day of judgment, because this is coming, as Allah Azza wa Jal had stated. And there are so many other benefits, but it is a very clear surah for those who ponder upon these beautiful verses. Allah Azza wa Jal then talks about the types of people on the Day of Judgment. Allah says, إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ لَفِي نَعِيمٍ. Those who were righteous, who did good deeds, those who exposed and done a lot of virtues to themselves and to humanity, they are abrar. They are the elite of the humans. Allah says, verily the abrar will be in delight. They will be in paradise. They will be in full-fledged enjoyment. in paradise because of what they had tolerated in this life. Because of their patience, they will be rewarded for. And this delight is not only on the Day of Judgment. Those who are righteous, those who are practicing Islam, truly, they will find the smell of this delight, the taste of this delight, the feel of this delight in this life. And that is why those who practice Islam, those who pray night prayers and fast voluntary days, those who give charity, do not lie, do not cheat, always smiling, always truthful, they live the happiest life, even if they're broke and do not have a single penny in their pocket, because they are content. And part of their commitment to Islam is Allah's giving them content in their heart. No matter what calamities they go through, they're always happy and content. This is part of the delight that awaits for them in paradise. And Allah says, وَإِنَّ الْفُجَّارَ لَفِي جَحِيمٍ. Those who are fujjar, those who are wicked, disbelievers, sinners, evildoers, they will all be in the blazing hell because of what they had done, because of the sins they had performed and committed, because of their obligations that they did not fulfill and failed in giving these rights to its awful owners. What will happen to them? They will be in the blazing fire of hell. And this is their adobe. But we know that their graves would be also in the same punishment or even more. And Allah Azza wa Jal told us that this punishment or this blazing fire is on the Day of Judgment. Allah says, يَصْلَوْنَهَا يَوْمَ الدِّينِ, which translates to, in which they will enter and taste its burning flame on the Day of Recompense. And this is when they would fully enter hell. وَمَا هُمْ عَنْهَا بِغَائِبِينَ, that they will not be absent therefrom. So, they cannot escape hell. And they would not miss a single hour, or a single minute, or a single day from its punishment, from its torment, from its torture. Not a single day off. And they will not miss a thing. They will be thrown in hell because of what they had done in this life. What a waste. 60 or 70 years you live on earth. And this is what you pay for? For what? What were the desires and lusts that you've gained in it? Minutes? Hours? And the punishment is for eternity in hell? Was it worth it? Think again. And Allah Azza wa Jal says, after that, reminding the people, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا يَوْمُ الدِّينِ ثُمَّ مَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا يَوْمُ الدِّينِ. Allah says, and what will make you know what the Day of Recompense is? Again, what will make you know what the Day of Recompense is? Why is Allah Azza wa Jal repeating this? Allah is repeating it so that He would draw your attention. And it's a form of giving value to this that He had repeated. And repetition is found in all languages. And this emphasizes the importance of what is being repeated. Allah says, يَوْمَ لَا تَمْلِكُ نَفْسٌ لِنَفْسٍ شَيْئًا. When you ask about the Day of Recompense, it will be the day when no person shall have power to do anything for another, and the decision that day will be holy with Allah the Almighty. This is the Day of Recompense. It is the day when no person shall have power to do anything for another. In this life, I can help my father. I can help my mother. I can help my wife and children. I can help my siblings. I can do something for them. But on the Day of Judgment, there is nothing I can do for anyone unless Allah Azza wa Jal allows me to intercede and to do something. But the norm is, no one has anything to anyone. Allah says, the Almighty, وَالْأَمْرُ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلَّهِ. And the decision on that day will wholly be with Allah. What about today? Is the decision wholly with Allah? Yes, it is. So, see, in this life, people may claim, and they are deceived. They may claim that we have everything. I own things. I have money. I have house. I have a car. There are so many things that I own. It's a claim, which is not true. Whatever you have is not yours. It's all for Allah Azza wa Jal. It all belongs to Allah, the Almighty Azza wa Jal. And that is why, if you go to a hotel room, you cannot do whatever you want in that hotel room. You cannot paint it. It's not yours. You're leasing it. Likewise, my body is not mine. I cannot chop my hand and donate my organs to others. This is Allah. But some claim that we do possess things. We do have. On the day of judgment, no one would ever dare to say such a claim. They will all go to the prophets and messengers asking them to intercede. And everyone would say, I have only myself to care for. Go to this and go to that. On that day, no one would benefit any other person without the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal. And some of the benefits we can learn from these ayat, that Allah Azza wa Jal would divide the people into two, either a truthful and honest with the righteous, or a liar and a disbeliever in hell. In this beautiful number of verses, Allah Azza wa Jal is showing us the greatness of this day, the day of judgment, which is unlike any other day. And finally, Allah Azza wa Jal is telling us and showing us that if we are able in this life to get the help of others, to get the assistance of others on the day of judgment, no one will intercede. No one would help you. No one would give you a hand, not even a single good deed, except when Allah Azza wa Jal allows the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam to intercede. Otherwise, no one can speak and no one can intercede. Therefore, we have to do our level best in doing good deeds, fearing that Allah may not accept them, hoping that Allah would accept them, and loving Allah Azza wa Jal. And by this, we, with the grace of Allah, may attain paradise. With this, we come to the conclusion of this episode. Until we meet next time, fi amanillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.